You are listening to The Humans We Are with Carola, episode number 56. Hello, my dear friends. I hope you're having a great day so far. Today, I want to talk to you about The Journey. The Journey is a coaching program that I have been running this year. You know how you, as a professional woman, by the time you are in your early 40s, you probably already hit all or most of the milestones that you envisioned from very early on in your life and your career. It's likely that since you were a young teenager, you already had a sense of what these milestones were. And not only that, you also had most likely a subconscious sense that you needed to go after them to be happy. Some of us associate those milestones with honoring our parents or showing them gratitude for all they've done for us. Some of us associate our own worthiness as a person to achieving these milestones, earning respect from others. Some of us associate them with a sense of quote-unquote making it in life, whatever that means. Some of us expect that we will feel fulfilled, satisfied, proud of ourselves when we do. And some subconsciously feel that only after we hit them, we will be able to rest and relax, whenever that may be, however many years into the future. We work very hard to hit these milestones. We just put the blinders on and we go after them. We put so much energy, effort, hard work. We sacrifice a lot. We put our own needs on hold. We prioritize everything and everyone else. And we wait. We keep faith that once we get there, that amorphous, vague, and undefined quote-unquote there, we will enjoy the fruits of our hard labor. We may unconsciously expect that other people's demands of us will stop when we do, that we will be able to have our boundaries be respected with no pushback or resentment. After all, we've given so much, right? We are supposed to get our turn now, right? Because of the subconscious way these milestones make their way into our psyche, we all operate on an amorphous basis of what we think we are expected to do. It's not like anyone gives us a formal list of things that we need to check and achieve. And those underlying lists are not universal either. Everyone's list is different. So that younger version of us that wanted to conquer the world and do it right, she sets out on this maybe impossible task. Some examples of items that may be in your list that are usually in our collective lists are: go to college, graduate and choose a career path, get married, be a good wife, have kids, be a good mom, buy a house, keep your house well, buy a car that you renew every few years, go on vacations, exercise, keep a youthful body and appearance, whatever that means, advance your career, get promoted, make more money, pay off debt, or be debt free. Just take a moment now and think, what has been on your list? What are the milestones on your list that you've been chasing since very early in your life? And what was the also unspoken about, directly at least, what has been this unspoken price at the end of the rainbow that you've been expecting to get? many women find themselves confused when they get to a point in life where they have hit all the milestones or most of them, and where they are kind of like waiting, okay, where is the confetti? Where is my prize? Where is my opportunity to rest and relax without guilt? Where are my boundaries being respected by others without me having to fight for them? They are expecting to feel fulfillment and success, and they realize that it doesn't just show up. That fulfillment, that success is not really there. It's not what they expected it to be. And what's even more painful for some, they start realizing that all the milestones they've worked so hard to hit were not really their goals. They realize that they forgot what they really wanted, and they innocently hopped on a train that took them to a destination that they didn't really consciously choose. And often, they don't even remember what they wanted to begin with. And this makes them feel sad and even angry and mostly confused. And now, at this stage in life, they want to remember. They want to reconnect with their true self, with their authentic self. And they want to pursue what they really want. They want to start focusing more on themselves and take care of themselves. Some realize they want to have boundaries at work or at home or with parents so that they can have time and space to meet themselves again, to get to know themselves. Some are burnt out and desperately need to learn how to heal from that and not go back to that place because their physical and mental health are suffering. Some are questioning their careers. Should I try to keep growing in my career? Should I change jobs? Should I start a new business? Should I just stay where I am so that I can focus on enjoying the fruits of my hard labor? Some are questioning their relationships. It can feel like they've not been their real selves for so long that it may be destabilizing to think of reconnecting with their true self, because how will that impact their most important relationships? Will they still be viable? And will they still want those relationships? But what is common for the women for whom the journey was designed is that they want change. Something needs to change. They don't want to stay in the same trajectory they have been on. Not because it's bad, not at all, or not necessarily. It's usually a good trajectory. They have created success and a good life for themselves on this trajectory, but because they want to choose intentionally. They want to live with the purpose of giving themselves what they really want. They know if they stay on this trajectory that they are on, they would be fine. But they don't want just fine. They want more. They want success on their own terms. They want to decide what success means and looks like. And they want to go after that version of success. They realize that nobody is going to knock on their door and give them their dream life. And they are ready to take responsibility for creating it. Now, many tell me, I know I want to change, but I don't really know what I want to change to, in which direction to point my car, like what directions to punch on the GPS. And of course you don't know. You've forgotten because you've been disconnected from your authentic self for so long. But you can remember. And that could be the first phase of your journey. Some may think it's too late, or is it even worth it at this point? And of course the answer is, it's never too late, and it's always worth it to give yourself what you want. Some others think that they don't have time, but we don't just have time. Time doesn't just fall on your lap. You have to create time. You have to prioritize time for what is really important. And that is not something that, it's easier said than done. It's not a skill that we have developed for the most part, and we need to learn to make the time for what really matters to us. Some may doubt that they can change. Maybe this is for other people, not for me. And it's important to explore where those thoughts come from. What has made you believe that what you want is for other people and it's not available for you? It doesn't make sense, and it's not true. And if you're here, there's a chance that you want to change and you want to be supported throughout the process. And the purpose of this program is exactly that. It's to help you create the changes you want to see in your life, whatever they might be, in whatever area of your life, and to make these changes in a positive and self-compassionate way, which, let me tell you, is also the most effective and the only sustainable way that will allow you not only to reach your goals more easily, but also to keep the results for the rest of your life. Because the journey changes you into the person, the version of you, who has that which you want, into the person that easily provides what she wants for herself, the version that takes responsibility for what she wants and feels empowered to go get it. And we do that by investigating what you really want for yourself, aside from societal expectations, and we explore the beliefs about you and what is or isn't possible for you that either support you or prevent you from having what you want. I help you shift your identity to be aligned with who you want to be and with the life that you want to have through different coaching tools and practices and knowledge about how the human mind and the human nervous system work. At the beginning, we focus heavily on mindful self-care because it's one of the aspects that, as high-performing professional women, we tend to struggle the most with. And we need to lay this foundation very early on so that you find the capacity, the time, and the energy to start making the changes you want when it feels the hardest. Because every human is different, everyone's journey is very personal. That is why this is mainly a one-on-one coaching program. So if you like that high-touch, very personal and intimate support on you, this will be a good fit for you. If you prefer to talk about yourself, your dreams, your struggles in a more intimate setting, this is a good fit for you. The one-on-one coaching calls are a safe, non-judgmental space where you feel free to look at the human that you are with acceptance and compassion, where even when inevitably your own self-judgment shows up, you learn to meet it with understanding and love. If you don't want to be rushed, we take our time. We go at your pace. We are never behind, and you are never behind on your journey. Because many of my clients also crave and value having a community of like-minded and like-hearted peers to share their journey with, I offer as a bonus a group coaching call every month where we all come together to share our celebrations, our wins, our progress, and our struggles too. In these calls, you can ask for coaching, or you can share something that you want to be witnessed for or celebrated about, or you can just listen to your peers and learn from what they are being coached on and see that we are not so different from each other. Our struggles are not that different, and that you are not so alone in your experience. And you can also help hold the energy for the group if you don't wish to participate. There's no pressure to speak up, and there's no wrong way to participate in these group coaching calls. And lastly, many of us think of our life in terms of a calendar year. And we set New Year's resolutions to start anew every year, to start new things or stop old habits in January. But you don't have to wait until January to start this journey. You can start whenever you want. You can start your pivot year any date on the calendar. Why wait? Why make yourself wait until an arbitrary calendar date comes? What's on the other side, according to my past clients, is a deep and meaningful change. There's a before and an after. And you won't regret doing this, and you won't regret not waiting. Let the journey mark your pivot year. So if you are curious, I invite you to a free consult that you can book by going to carolafuertes.com/consult. In that consult, we will talk about where you are, where you want to go, what are the obstacles that you have found so far, what are your beliefs about this desire of yours, and what it would look like to work together. It's a zero pressure conversation though. If it makes sense to talk about working together, then we will take it from there. If you're not ready to jump on that call yet, but you want to support this show, rating and reviews are always the best way. And of course, helping me spread the word by sharing this episode with a friend who might like it. If you have any questions or comments, any feedback that you would like to get to me, you can email me at carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can also DM me at Fuertes Carola on Instagram. Okay, I will be back soon. But in the meantime, just think about what trajectory you are on, and will this trajectory get you in 1, 3, 5, 10 years to a place that you really want to be? And if the answer is no, I don't know, or not really, and you would like to explore what a different trajectory would look like, just book that consult. It is free, and just from that conversation, you can walk away having a much clearer vision of what you want for yourself, and just that conversation can be very transformational. Okay, that's all for now, my friends. Bye-bye.